This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Iranian counterpart Sayed Abbas Araghchi discussed issues pertaining to safety of shipping and India's energy security during their last conversation. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both ministers have held three conversations in the last few days. Mr. Jaiswal informed that there are around 9,000 Indian nationals in Iran and the Indian government has shifted several Indians from Tehran to safer locations.
We have shifted several Indian nationals, including students and pilgrims who were based in Tehran, to other safer locations and cities in the country. We are also assisting Indian nationals who wish to travel to Azerbaijan and Armenia and from there to take commercial flights to return home. We are assisting them with visas. We are also assisting them with land border crossings.
The spokesperson further informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to several leaders in the Gulf region after the conflict started. In these conversations, Mr. Modi stressed the need for dialogue and diplomacy so that early peace can return. Mr. Jaiswal also underlined the need to avoid civilian casualties and the need to protect civilians. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri made a statement in the Lok Sabha today on the steps taken by the government in response to the disruption to the global energy supply arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He stressed that the country's crude oil position is secure. He said domestic supply of LPG is fully protected.
In the last 5 days, LPG production has been increased by 28% through refinery directive, and further procurement is actually underway. Modi government's foremost priority is that the kitchen of India's 33 crore families, especially the poor and the underprivileged, do not face any shortage. Domestic supply is fully protected and the delivery cycle is unchanged. The standard time for booking to delivery for domestic LPG cylinders remains 2.5 days unchanged.
Earlier, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said there is a lot of panic regarding LPG and restaurants are struggling to operate and street vendors are also being affected. The Lok Sabha today took up discussion on the supplementary demands for grants second batch for 2025-26. It includes 61 grants. The government has sought to authorize gross additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. Initiating the discussion, Jagdambika Pal of the BJP said, due to the situation in West Asia, a state of uncertainty has arisen across the world. He said the price of crude oil has increased from $88 to $119 per barrel, which will have a direct impact on fertilizers, gas and transportation. Mr. Pal said this supplementary grant is a solution to the current crisis. He said the Narendra Modi government is accelerating development works at a rapid pace and also providing subsidies and fertilizer to the farmers. Supriya Sule of NCPSP said the world is in a global crisis. She urged the government to call an all-party meeting urgently and discuss the ongoing situation in West Asia. Congress MP K. Suresh said the realities experienced by millions of ordinary citizens across the country raise serious concerns about whether public expenditure is addressing the needs of farmers, the youth and marginalized communities. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will reply to the discussion tomorrow. A mock drill titled Sagar Kavach is being conducted along the Mahi and Kerala coasts as part of efforts to strengthen national security and safeguard India's coastline. The exercise is aimed at preventing destructive and other unlawful activities in coastal areas. The drill is being carried out jointly by the Indian Navy, Coast Guard, Coastal Police and local police in coordination with the fisheries and administrative departments. The security drill will conclude tomorrow. In Swiss Open Badminton 2026, India's Kiran George will take on Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan in men's singles pre-quarterfinal tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.